Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, what would you recommend for someone who's new to the area, new to gardening, and might want to start a vegetable garden?
Well, for people new to the area, I always recommend taking time to observe, get to know your new surroundings, the new sun and shade patterns, wind direction, existing plant material, rain patterns, and of course the soils. Site conditions will change as the angle of the sun changes and once the leaves come out on the trees. And if it's a house where a gardener lived before, there may be a lot to discover.
It's so tempting to fall under the influence of spring garden fever and jump right in.
I know. It's really hard. And yet it's really good at the same time. I think if you ask anyone who likes to dig in the dirt, they'd agree that they garden with free abandon and measured planning, or at least find themselves somewhere along that continuum.
So it sounds like keeping expectations reasonable are in order then?
Yeah. I mean, learning is a big part of gardening, and there are so many variables at play, and probably the biggest is the weather, not being able to predict it for the coming season. We plant seeds and set a course, not fully knowing the outcome. And you come to learn that over time, having successes often means having a few failures here and there.
What are a few ideas that could help someone have a few successes?
Well, you start small. Try not to bite off more than you can chew. A couple of 4x4 or 4x8 beds can be a great place to start. Adding some containers. A lot of plants do really well in containers, especially herbs and some of the smaller bush-type varieties of vegetables. Keeping the garden close to the house, as close as you can, it'll be easier to keep up with the attention it needs with the weeding and watering. Loosen the soil to at least 6 to 8 inches deep if possible, and add amendments and good organic matter. This will improve the soil texture and the drainage. Doing this helps plant roots grow deeper, which helps the plant withstand drought conditions that can happen later in the season.
Seems like having a nearby water faucet, rain barrel, you know, or some other water source is important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's never too early to make plans for watering. Easy access for water, making plans for soaker hoses, drip irrigation, and plenty of mulch is essential. Now, one final consideration if you're looking to find the right spot for a garden and have some choices to make, do the best you can to put the garden at the top of a slope. This helps with air movement and it helps avoid those late season freezes that can happen by the frost pockets that can develop at the foot of a slope or in a low-lying area where cold air can settle. So late summer diseases can also develop in these same low-lying areas if there's not good air movement around the plants.
Are we in a good planting window for a spring garden?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's time to direct sow early seeds in the ground or go with transplants or plant starts where you can find them. Good time for all those good cool season things, salad greens, radishes, peas, onions, carrots, beets.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.